listeners. My name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire. Welcome back to another episode of The Wave Wire. My name's Tim, and I'm joined by my co-host, James. James, what's up?
It's crack-a-lack and Timothy.
My voice may be hard to understand today. I'm quite sick. James is giving me a bowler, I think.
Well, now people will be able to tell us apart.
Yeah. I apologise, but, you know, we still got to get down to work. Still got to provide the content for everybody, so...
We need to have a discussion, Tim. So this is a... This is the finals preview, but not only is it a finals preview, Tim, we have to have the discussion. It has to be had, and we feel that LeBron isn't getting his he's not getting his dues, Tim.
No, LeBron is the greatest of all time. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're just going to come out and say that right from the beginning. It's 1 minute into the episode and we're going away.
I'm sorry, but the only thing that they're arguing for Michael Jordan right now is the rings.
7 rings.
See, I don't see that as a sign of achievement. That's team achievement.
Yeah.
That's not your achievement.
He had, so, if you think about it like this. Look,
look at the All-Stars that he had. Scottie Pippen. Everyone knows that team off by heart.
Yeah, exactly. Luke Longley, for one.
Yeah. Our boy. Yeah. Our boy. Australian boy.
We'll think about... before we get right into the debate, Tim, today we're hitting LeBron versus MJ is the greatest of all time debate. We're going to be talking, previewing the Warriors... And Cavaliers series, we'll give you a couple of predictions, our thoughts, and, you know, some matchups we can exploit and who we're looking at to be the big victors in the series.
We're going to do stuff towards fantasy, that's right.
And at the end of the show, we'll be hitting you with you some, you know, some gambling advice. If you're looking to have a punt on the series, you know, a couple of our picks for finals MVP, you know, championship winner and all that. A couple of line bets if you want. We've got it all covered. So, Tim... Let's get cracking into the show.
LeBron.
Where do we start?
All right.
We'll start. You know what? We'll start off. We'll put MJ's case forward, and then we'll argue against it. So, the case for Michael Jordan is that he won 7 rings.
Yep. Did play less time than LeBron.
Sorry, did he win 7 or 6?
6.
Sorry, he won 6. That was the Boston players I was thinking of. But, you know, so
Mr. Sleepy. Kevin McHale.
That was a pretty good era of basketball, wasn't it, for the Boston Celtics? Do you reckon people were talking about basketball being boring then, when the Celtics won like 15 years in a row?
I don't think they had that argument back then.
So people need to suck it up, Tim. Just a bunch of wusses.
Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about LeBron versus MJ.
So the Michael Jordan case. He won 6 rings over a span of, well, technically it's like he won 3-peat and then 3-peat it again. So... You know, he had the year off, the couple of years off in the middle, and that's when my boy the Dream came in and dominated the league.
Hakeem the Dream. Dream shake.
You know, those two titles will always have the asterisk on them, because Michael Jordan took a pass in his prime years and went and played baseball.
Did the Bulls make it that far?
They lost in the Eastern Conference Finals and were like a shitty... Was it the Eastern Conference Finals? Maybe it was the semifinals or something, I can't remember off the top of my head. It was either the semi-finals or the conference finals, and they lost because of like a shitty bounce. So they were really close to making it all the way back without MJ. That's how good the quality of team was without him. If you're looking at LeBron, I don't think the Cavs even made the playoffs after LeBron left.
No, they didn't.
Not once. I don't think in the whole span that LeBron wasn't there, they didn't make the playoffs.
No, not once.
And then
two first-round picks.
Yeah, LeBron comes back, look at that, and win a title. It's pretty simple. That's just looking at the team, the quality of talent that they've got around them, which seems to have worked well for Russell Westbrook's MVP campaign, because he'll win it this year.
Well, just think about this. Is there going to be a Hall of Famer on the Cleveland Cavaliers that he's played
Kevin
with?
Kevin Love. No. Can you make a justification for Kevin Love being a Hall of Famer?
No.
Kyrie Irving has the opportunity.
He's still like, what, 24, 25?
At this point, no, there's no chance you'd think he's a Hall of Famer. But he has the opportunity to build it. Kevin Love, I don't think he can do enough for the rest of his career. No. Unless he and LeBron and Kyrie manage to rip off the next 3 years in a row, which with the Warriors and the Rockets and the Spurs and all, I don't think it's going to be possible. With Boston coming up as a superpower. So,
Dwayne Wade.
Where does that leave
Dwayne
us?
Dwayne Wade, he's probably the only one you make a case for.
That he's played with. He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Dwayne Wade will be a Hall of Famer.
But I'm saying that's the only one. Because Chris Bosh was probably on track at some point.
Too many injuries across his career.
So he's the only one. Then you talk about one team, that one year that MJ was on that team. Steve Kerr? Scottie Pippen?
Kerr's not a Hall of Famer.
I'm pretty sure he's close. He's pretty close.
Scottie Pippen.
Hall of Famer. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis Rodman's not really Hall of Fame, but he was a fantastic player. 1.17 rebounds. Knows how to add. How to stuff the stat sheet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, you can just name that team. I just think, team-wise, MJ had it easier.
Yeah.
I wish we could do the Kareem argument that everyone always seems to have. Oh, but Kareem used to play against farmers and shit. Yeah, so what? He's playing in the NBA. It's the peak quality. Yeah. They're the best people in America.
Yeah, it's the best players at that point of time. All you can play against is what is in front of you. But still, I think Michael Jordan didn't verse a team as good as the Warriors. Look, Curry will be a Hall of Famer. Durant will be a Hall of Famer. Draymond Green is an all-star quality player. So is Klay Thompson. And then there's, Zaza. And you've got Andre Iguodala, who's had a very good career and he's just very important coming off
Finals
that bench.
MVP.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest lineups ever assembled. And that's what LeBron's coming up against. So,
I think he beat them.
Yeah, and he beat them. All on his own, pretty much. Look, for me, LeBron is the greatest of all time in terms of IQ, basketball IQ, emotional intelligence. Is basketball IQ something that Jordan did? He did make the winning play. There's the pass to Steve Kerr, and he hit that big three in Game 6 of the Finals. There's been instances where Jordan has given up the game-winning shot to others and he set it up.
Steve Kerr.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, LeBron, almost to a fault, will always make the winning play. He's willing to take that. If he's taking it to the hole and he's got a double-team team, he might think in his head, I've only got a 40% chance of making this shot. But he sees Deron Williams standing in the corner. He will hit him every single time with that pass. He has that much faith in his teammates. He has that much, he has that kind of thinking that it's not all about me. The team, it's easier to win as a team than doing everything all by myself.
Yeah.
And he calculates that so quickly in his head. And the thing I admire about LeBron is he stands by that decision and he will say, it's not my teammates' fault. Everyone misses shots. It just didn't hit it at the right time, whatever.
Yeah.
But he says, I have the faith in my teammate to hit that shot. I will hit him every single time in the corner. So,
and that's a good teammate.
Yeah. And have we seen someone so dominant over this amount of time before?
No. Wilt was dominant for how many years?
I don't know.
Four or five. Robertson.
Maybe a bit longer than that.
Oscar Robertson was dominant for about 2-3.
Yeah, they weren't
MJ dominant for what? We can't really say because he took it off in his prime.
So. Yeah. But LeBron...
See, that's what... If he wanted to be the greatest of all time... Retiring in your prime is the most arrogant thing to do of all time.
Yeah, because he's saying, I've done everything I've really needed to do. I'm going to go play another sport. And he came back and won everything again. But, for me, LeBron... The thing about LeBron that speaks to his greatness is the quality of the East, the last, how long has LeBron been good? About 10 years now.
Yeah, 10 years.
Probably
since he went into the league, let's be honest.
Yeah, but... Teams have been panicking in the East for that long that they're thinking, we need to hit a home run here if we're going to beat LeBron. So, overpaying for players, big contracts given out to players who just aren't that good quality. Teams are impatient and they can't wait. And, teams like Boston now, in the past, they've made mistakes. Not necessarily Boston, but teams in that sort of situation, pushing up against LeBron. Have made mistakes in that they try and rush the build too quickly and they try and sign players to, try and get over LeBron. That's what everyone's worrying about. They're not worrying about, we have to build for the Warriors. No, in the East, you have to build against LeBron. And that kind of, he's got how many coaches have been sacked in the East since LeBron's been there? And I think half of them could be a direct correlation because of LeBron's dominance.
Dude, that was a bit cool.
Yeah.
That was a bit left field. I wasn't expecting that from anywhere. But the thing for me is that Boston, decide to not trade this pick, right? If they decide not to trade this pick, it's effectively saying,
we're waiting for
LeBron. You are the best of all time.
Yeah.
We need to give ourselves another 2 years. There's no point in even trying to beat you. We're just going to wait till you give up.
Yeah.
And then we're going to try and win everything. So that to me is recognition from Danny Ainge that he's best of all time. And there's nothing we can do to beat him. We're just going to wait it out.
Well, he is the greatest of all time. I'm happy to have this argument with people. If people want to jump on Twitter.
We had this argument on our other podcast.
Yeah, we did with Nick Kyrgios. And Michael Randall from the Herald Sun, if you want to check that out. Herald Sun Sport.
In the paint, it's called.
We, you know, for LeBron, to me, Tim, I actually just... It's not possible for me to say Jordan is ahead of him. I think a lot of people are saying, you know, if LeBron can get over the top of the Warriors and Kevin Durant, that'll make him the greatest.
That's his crowning, yeah.
For me, he's already there.
But they want something to prove. They want him to prove that he's got that killer instinct, because that's the one thing that Jordan's got.
Jordan always had that winning. Jordan was winning time. I'm gonna win it.
Jordan was, I'm winning. I don't care what I have to go through.
And he was a bit of a psychopath off the court too, you know, because he just wanted to win that badly that he was. He was not afraid to yell at his teammates and to, you know, confront them about things because he wanted to win. That's all he wanted to do.
We don't know. LeBron could be a psychopath off the court too.
No, I think he handles teammates a lot differently than Jordan did in that he changes how he speaks to players.
I think it was the Jordan and the team, not... And then it's LeBron's team. Yeah. And then it's Jordan and the team.
But I think Jordan, you know, people were kind of... I remember a quote from Luke Longley saying he was scared that all the players were scared of Michael, but they went to work and they understood that this guy just wants to win, so they, you know, they harnessed him the right way. I think LeBron his teammates aren't scared of him, they respect him, and everything LeBron says to them, they respect, you know, he's trying to get us to win, he's trying to make me better and trying to help the team. So I think it's just, you know, it's just another string in LeBron's bow.
All right, that's enough of this argument. We can go all day, don't we?
Yeah, we'll just take a quick break, and we'll hit you back up after. You're listening to The Way We Are. That's how I'm feeling. I'm at the top of my game. You know what the deal is. Somebody order up me some more fucking mirrors. So fresh, so clean. How come this is so fucking easy?
Are you rolling with me? It's so dangerous in the city. Your mom wouldn't like me. Your papa or your uncle either. Each his nieces, not pieces. I'm such a wascally we wabbit. Have them treated for diseases. It's not my bad that I have it. Yo! Hey, 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 hey. Time bomb. What the fuck? Buzzed up in my hoodie, I stay getting pussy. Chocolate and vanilla pudding, I'm young Doogie Howser. Young Pookie is king of powder, horn, I'm getting stupid. Can't possibly be better looking. Ooh, babe, what you do to me must be some good voodoo, babe. When solo, boo, you look just like a photo, babe. I can't say no, it's a problem, this is fatal, babe. Cause you a time bomb, babe. ATM, check, got the cash, check, ate well, check, all of that, check, feeling good, check, already knew it, check, I'm about, check, getting to it, check, bad, bad boy, bad, bad boy, are you mad, mad boy, bad, bad young man, no, get ready to have your plans canceled, that's how I'm feeling, I'm at the top of my game, you know what the deal is, somebody
was Time Bomb by Prof, one of our favourite tracks of all time. And we're back here. You're listening to The Wave Wire on Dash Radio. I'm Tim and this is James. James, we'll move on to our preview of the series. Who do we think is going to win of this Golden State and Cleveland series? Why? And how many games? And we'll just give a bit of a discussion. So, first of all, I don't see Cleveland winning this series.
You don't? That's good. We can have a little bit of an argument here.
No, I seriously don't see it. I can't see it happening, James. I'm sorry, but Cleveland shouldn't have won last year in the first place. They shouldn't have. Because Golden State gave up a 3-1 lead. That is the best position you want to be in playoffs.
You could be 3-0.
Yes, you could be up 3-0. But 3-1... And you're back on your home court.
Teams really come back.
You're back on your home court. What do you mean, really? There's a 99% chance the Golden State Warriors won from there.
Yeah, Houston came back from 3-1. Oklahoma lost up 3-1. And then LeBron managed to pull off with the
3 in a row. LeBron is the 1%. All right?
Yeah,
LeBron is that 1%. They're a better team this year.
Absolutely, the Warriors.
They pushed themselves too hard to get that 73 win, 73-9, which is quite an achievement. But if you want to be known for the best regular season record and then losing the playoffs, go for it. That's not going to be them.
Yeah,
they're going to win at least one or two rings in the cycle of this team. I don't think it matters that Kevin Durant may not stay. Because I'm not sure what he's thinking.
Are you saying if they win the ring this year, he's gone?
I'm not sure about that. See, I actually genuinely don't know what KD wants.
There's no way he would leave after.
No, what? I'm saying if he wins a ring, he stays for another season.
Well, maybe.
But he's on a 2-season contract. Who knows where he goes after that?
Maybe he'll win a. Yeah, he's got a team option, a player option, I think, as well.
So who knows where he goes after that?
Maybe he'll head back to OKC.
Well, I highly doubt it. But that team is, frankly, it's amazing. And as I said on our other podcast, I said Klay Thompson was the one for me that is going to win this series because they just don't have someone who's going to go with him. They have Kyrie and Steph who are going to go at each other. They have Kevin Love and LeBron and KD and Draymond Green who are all going to be switching around and playing on each other. They just don't have someone to play on Klay Thompson. What's Kyle Korver going to do defensively?
Well, this is from my point.
They're probably going to play Iman Shumpert on him.
So what's your numbers? What are you telling me?
I think Golden State wins in 6.
4-2 for the Warriors. I'm going, okay, I'll say it now. I'm going the Cavs in 7. Because, Tim, I think that LeBron is better this year. This is probably the best basketball I've ever seen LeBron play. And, you know, LeBron, it's weird for a player to be in their prime at 32 years old. I think he's 32.
Yeah, 32.
The ripe old age of. But it's for players to even be in their prime in their 30s, let alone 32, is just, it's fantastic for him.
I hit my prime when I was 16.
Yeah. It's fantastic for his, it shows his endurance and, like, you know, his ability to get prepared for games and be so dedicated to his position as, like, you know, the leader of the franchise. But this is how I look at it. So last year, the Cavs beat the Warriors. The Cavs necessarily weren't the best team, but they managed to beat the Warriors because of LeBron. All right? So this is how it goes. Hey, look at the improvements that they've made to their squad from last year. So Kevin Love is not the player that he was last year. He's a lot better. Like, you know, last year he was very timid and he wasn't as confident. I think the best thing about what LeBron has done this regular season is he put the onus on Kyrie and Kevin. He said, you two are taking us through the regular season, and I'm just going to sit back and play when I have to. You know, that got them into the second seed in the East. That's all they needed. All they needed to cruise through the finals.
Yeah, gave Boston a big head.
But they gave Boston a big head. But what that did was Kevin Love had some monster games this year where he just, you know, hit 6 threes in the first quarter. I think it happened about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And Kevin Love,
I think he scored 40 points in the first half.
Tyronn Lue has put more onus on Kevin Love in the offense this year. He's a different player for me, Tim. He's been a lot better this year. So that's one.
His pick and roll this year has been fantastic.
It's like having a new player. But anyway, if you look at the additions of Kyle Korver, Deron Williams, and Derek Williams, they're the three players they've added.
Who've I, they? I wouldn't But I wouldn't even include Derek Williams.
But anyway, but who have they taken away? So last year they've lost Dele, who's not the player Deron Williams is. Deron is, well, so that's a plus.
Yeah, they're different. Dele was locked down D.
Not really locked down D.
He's been shouse at Bucks.
I wouldn't say lockdown D.
Hey, Dele just needed to get paid. That's all he wanted.
He played two games of lockdown D against Steph Curry and then gets $10 million a year for 3 years.
Yeah, you get paid.
Or 4 years. That's how it works. And who else did they lose? I lost Mozgov. So they're not big losses. But the Warriors gained Kevin Durant. But they lost depth. They lost Azili. They lost West. They lost... They lose West or they gained West?
They gained West.
They gained West, sorry. They lost
Bogut,
Spates, Zilli, Barnes, Barbosa. So they lost a lot of depth for what they gained in
KD.
Pachulia, KD and West. It's not, you know, Zaza and West are like whatever. And Kevin Durant's a pretty big addition. So I think the fact that the Cavs beat them last year and they got better is enough for me, Tim. It's just enough for me to think that LeBron, playing the best basketball of his career...
And the Warriors didn't get better.
No, they did get better. But I'm saying LeBron, playing the best basketball of his career, is enough to get the Cavs over the line in seven.
I think you're dreaming, James. I actually think you're dreaming, because what has shown... Yeah, the Cavs didn't show any signs during the regular season.
No, I thought they were... I'll be honest, I thought they were cooked.
Yeah, and then... LeBron playoff mode is completely different to anything we've seen in the regular season,
What I've seen from LeBron in the playoffs has shown me that I think... Look, they're shooting 43% from three on 33.6 attempts per game. That's pretty much unbeatable if they keep...
How's that going to hold up in the furnace of...
They'll just double... When they double-team LeBron... Well, You know, it's not bad that they're doing that, because if they want to stay home on shooters, it just means LeBron going one to the rack. Who's going to stop him? Tell Durant to keep going one... tell Durant to keep defending him in the paint. He'll foul out in 5 minutes. I just want to bring this up quickly, Tim. Just in case you didn't know, LeBron is 18-5 against Kevin Durant.
It's bad for LeBron.
It's bad for LeBron.
Bad for LeBron. What? Losing five times to someone. It's pretty poor.
But he's beaten him 18.
Yeah. Must be his bunny.
He is his bunny. I think this is going to be a cakewalk for LeBron. Look, if the Warriors go up 3-1, LeBron's going to be like, all right, guys, it's fine. Done it before. We'll do it again. The Warriors will have it in the back of their mind. They'll just be thinking, you know, LeBron. This is where LeBron starts to get serious. You know, he hasn't had any pressure.
I think that revenge is what is going to get the Warriors home. Like, a team like that doesn't just lose 3-1 in the finals after winning 73 games and having it all sewn up and thinking, you know, we're the world champions. They're not going to even let up for a second in the finals. Every single second of that game, they're going to butcher the Cavs. They're going to make sure LeBron can't have his influence. If LeBron has one game that's 12 points, they're not going to win. Cavs won't win again.
So do you think... Are you saying the Warriors are going to win 4-0?
No, I'm not saying they're going to win 4-0. I'm saying... Because LeBron's obviously going to get off the leash at least once.
Yeah.
And when he does that, Cavs will win.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I think that's maybe one or two times. 5 or 6 games for the Warriors, that's all it's going to take. And they're going to...
See, I'm not so optimistic that the Warriors will be able to... You know, play the game. Like, I think the difference will be between these series. So, the Cavs had a very easy run because they had to play the Spurs in the semifinals, in the Western Conference Finals, who didn't have...
The Warriors had an easy
run. The Warriors. They'd have to play the Spurs with Leonard and Parker, which is a completely different, you know. They had Deontay Murray playing big minutes. And
they just played the Rockets. I mean, nothing. No defense.
Yeah. So... I think that what the Warriors have changed this year is their emphasis on winning the ring rather than winning 73 games. Would that be fair, do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly why I think they're going to win.
They've been focusing on, you know, being cohesive and getting ready for playoffs against the Cavs rather than winning as many games as possible.
They'll know the Cavs inside out by now.
But All right, let's get we'll get into some matchups, Tim. You know, we'll hit them now. So, Kyrie versus Steph. This is an important one. So Steph wins, but look at Kyrie. Look what Kyrie's done against the Warriors. They can't stop him. He's hit the killer. He's made the killer blow. He won. Look, you know, he made the big shot to win Game 7, and then he made the big shot to win on Christmas Day. So Kyrie's, you know, he's got previous against the Warriors. And I think he plays well against them because they try and hide Curry. That's just that's the scheme. So they try and hide Curry. And LeBron and Kyrie are very good ball movers. Kyrie's not, you know, he's a score first guard. That's what he is. Yeah. But he can pass well. He's what Harden, if you think about Harden playing a shooting guard, it's kind of what his role is. He's got LeBron to, you know, deal dish dimes, and he's like the more of the playmaker. So they have good ball movement. So they will find Curry, Tim, and they will expose him on defense repeatedly, and they'll make him work. That's the key to stopping Curry. Make him work on both ends, and he'll get tired, because, you know, it gets hard. When you're pulling up from bloody 7 feet behind the 3-point line, you need everything in your legs you can get, correct?
Yeah.
I just...
Curry's a natural... He's a natural shooter.
Yeah, but I think that it just... If they make him work on both ends, which they will, I think that'll expose him. Klay Thompson versus J.R. Smith is an issue for the Cavs. You've spoken about this. Klay Thompson has the advantage. He's a better defender and better scorer. And the thing is, he can score without having to dribble the ball. You know, he scored 60 points and he had 3 dribbles or something
for the whole game. I think he had the ball for a minute and a half or something.
Just, catch and shoot. That's what he's there for. But if he's filling it up, the Cavs will have a big problem stopping him. Because they'll play Shump.
Yeah, they'll play Shump.
When Smith's not working. But Smith...
And then Curry just gets off the chain.
Yeah. So, that's a dilemma there. That's a dilemma spot for them.
See, but that's why I think the Warriors get home. LeBron... Because you shut down one, yeah, bad luck. We've got 3 other options.
So, for me, if you stop one matchup, there's just another one that gets off the chain. So... Someone is always getting off the leash for the Warriors, and that, for me, is why they're going to win.
All right, James, that's about all the time we've got for season 2016-17.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic. Our first season in charge of fantasy over here on the Almighty Baller Network.
Yeah, a little bit different formats have happened throughout the playoffs, but we'll be back with the same thing next season, you know, the Thursday night DFS podcast. And what is it, Tim?
No, it's Saturday morning DFS. First
and Wednesday.
Dude, we switched it around completely.
Saturday night DFS, Wednesday night is your classic fantasy update.
Season long fantasy. That's the way we go.
Yeah, so we'll be hitting you hard with a lot of draft content coming up soon after the finals.
Yeah, so very soon we've got to. Because we didn't do anything on Dynasty Leagues. We feel bad for you, Dynasty people. So we're going to talk about some keepers and stuff in about 2 weeks' time. Gonna have a little break. I think we're going to be doing one every 2 weeks for a little while until basketball activities kind of start ramping up and we'll start hitting hard with the draft content and everything straight after the NBA draft and then into August probably is when we'll start talking about...
We'll have a break through August.
We'll come back sometime in August with a massive big board.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
So you can get earlier into your draft content.
Yeah, we'll do a massive big board with... we're going to rank players from 1 to probably about 250. And we'll post that up and get everybody ready, and it's going to be massive. Thanks for tuning in to Waiver Wire for season 2016-17. Keep on tuning in. Jump on Dash Radio. Jump on Twitter. Talk to us. We're going to be around still. Just podcast every 2 weeks from now on for a little while. And from Tim and James, thanks for listening.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
We'll see you all in a couple of weeks.